At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Monday, June 24th. We've got some news today here. Interesting news. Some news that I'm sure will rub some fans the wrong way out there. We're going to talk about it, though. Potentially 3 games in London for the Jacksonville Jaguars during the 2027 season. There's reasons for that. I think understandable reasons, but we'll dive into it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. The biggest thing you can do is subscribe. A lot of people out there watching the channel are not subscribed. Again, thank y'all so much for tuning in. So, David Bauerlein of the Florida Times Union, local newspaper, reports that the Jaguars team president, Mark Lamping, had this to say about potentially playing 3 games in London. He says the other aspect that we would have to give us protection for the 2027 season is for that one season, and for that one season alone, he made sure to emphasize, we would have the option, not the requirement, but the option to play up to 3 games outside of Jacksonville in London. So I think that the beginning of that sentence, the other aspect that we would have to give us protection for the 2027 season, is talking about, obviously, the stadium is going to be remodeled, redone, rebuilt, whatever, and during the 2027 season. That would be the season the Jaguars are playing games away from Jacksonville, or potentially away from Jacksonville, right? This would, you know, give the Jaguars, if there's scheduling conflicts, any sort of that, any sort of issue of that nature, this would give the Jaguars potentially the option to play 3 games outside of Jacksonville in London during that 2027 season. So if there's a scheduling conflict wherever they end up playing those games that year, their home games that year, which looks like would be Gainesville, you know, at University of Florida, or Orlando. They've talked about maybe trying to do something here in Jacksonville as well. But the bottom line is there's potential, according to Jaguars president Mark Lamping, for the Jaguars to play 3 games outside of Jacksonville in London during the 2027 season. He made sure to emphasize it would be only for the 2027 season, which, you know, should give the Jaguars fans a little bit of solace out there. I know that the idea of 3 games in London is, you know, not ideal for a lot of fans, but it is their home away from home. They play there twice a year right now, right? One home game, one away. It does give them national by being the only team on TV that at that time, and in an international spotlight, makes them a boatload of money every time they have a home game there. And again, it is just the one season when the Jaguars are, you know, constructing the stadium of the future. I've always been of the mind that, you know, making the Jaguars live and in-person game day product as accessible for local fans as possible is the way to go. But the fact of the matter is the Jaguars playing games in London is not going anywhere. It's going to continue to happen. Again, Shad Khan loves the idea of getting the international spotlight, of being able to have business meetings over there in London. He's a London guy. He loves it over there. Now, team's not moving over there. Because the good news is, with the Stadium of the Future deal, that would lock the Jaguars into Jacksonville for 30 seasons. Non-relocation, right? So, again, this would be a temporary solution to the potential issues that they'll have during stadium reconstruction. So for 1 year, the year, again, in which they are remodeling the bank, making it into the Stadium of the Future, I'm not surprised that they could push to play three games in London. I'm honestly kind of surprised they wouldn't push for a little bit more. And I know people don't want to hear that, but it's 4 years down the road. It could give the NFL more of a test run for more games overseas or out of the country. And it could give the NFL proof of concept a little bit, to an extent, more than they've had so far. I mean, the most that you've seen so far outside of the U.S. is two games in a row, 2 weeks in a row, for the Jaguars in London. Again, one home and one away. This would give them more, potentially, but...
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And this isn't me pushing for this. This is me saying I'm kind of surprised the NFL and the Jaguars wouldn't potentially push for more than three games. I'm happy that they're not. But, you know, if they're conflicting schedules with wherever they end up playing games that year, I could understand the three games. And, again, I'm kind of surprised it's not the team or the NFL pushing for more. Now, City Council will vote on the new stadium deal tomorrow. NFL owners will vote in October, and if it passes both of those hurdles, then the plan will be officially set in motion. And again, plans will be to open that stadium in August for preseason of 2028, which is five seasons away. You know, I for one am very excited about the prospect of a stadium deal, a stadium that looks and feels entirely new, looks and feels kind of state-of-the-art. I think the mock-ups look incredible. The one thing I do worry about a little bit, and I'm no expert on construction, architecture, anything like that, I do worry about the plan for reducing shade and temps. Like that state-of-the-art roof that looks translucent, it looks incredible. And it's very similar to what you've seen with the Los Angeles Rams. It's supposed to provide shade. It's supposed to reduce heat. But I worry about putting a roof on an open-air venue in this climate. LA climate is not Jacksonville, Florida climate. Bottom line. It's not as if they're enclosing the whole thing and putting AC in, right? Again, not an expert, just anxious, just curious to see what it feels like in that stadium in August and September. We'll see. You know, I hope that everything that they have planned there will work out and go off without a hitch, and it feels cooler in the stadium. It's supposed to reduce temperatures by like 15 degrees, I believe. And you've seen temperatures on the field 115, 120, 125. Temperatures in the stadium feeling like it's well above 100 degrees. I mean, it feels like you're boiling in there. It feels like an oven, right? But will this work? Will it really reduce the temperature that much to where it feels comfortable sitting in open air with a roof on top? A translucent roof. We'll see. But yeah, Mark Lamping confirmed the Jaguars could potentially play 3 games in London in 2027. That is 4 seasons away at this point. But it would be, you know, very disappointing if the Jaguars are playing great football, top-notch with Trevor Lawrence in his prime, and fans can't see it live in Jacksonville. Again, I've always been a proponent of making it as accessible as possible for fans to get out and see this football team in live action. But this is the price of doing business when the team wants to improve the current stadium instead of build a new one. Like, if they built a new one, they could potentially play all their games in Jacksonville, right? And not have to relocate for a season. But you've seen plenty of teams do this over the course of the history of the NFL, where you have to play, you know, an hour away, a couple hours away for one season. But all in all, this time, this era for the Jaguars, a lot of good things are happening. You have Trevor Lawrence. You have a team that's been winning a lot of football games. You have, obviously, the Miller Electric Center, now the new stadium deal. We'll see what goes down. City Council vote, again, is tomorrow, Tuesday, June 25th. So we will get some news about this tomorrow and see what direction we're heading in. But Mark Lamping confirms 3 games in London, a possibility. Not a requirement, but the Jaguars could decide to do that if they have issues with scheduling at other venues. But really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.